We are learning Mesechtas Erevim Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Chof Ches Amud Beis. Rav Zeira ki avacholos megirsa. Rav Zeira used to get tired, and he couldn't learn anymore after most of the day learning. Have a also Yosef apischa de Rav Yehuda ba'ami. He used to sit on the doorstep of Rav Yehuda ba'ami. Omar, he said, kinofki ve'ayla rabbanon. When the rabbanon come out, I can make a vayu. I'll stand up for them and be yitzir a mitzvah of a darta pnei zaken. At least I'll get a mitzvah. Kabul agra, and I'll get schar. Nofak. Also, you would agree, Rav. Instead of a tamchachim walking out, the older person, a little child walked out who just learned by his rabbi. Omalei, mayag marcha rab. What did the rabbi teach you? Omalei, kishas bayar pri adama, hapsa bayar pri adama, and chazes shakon livavara. And this chazes that grows, this hay, this grass that grows around, the vegetables shakol nibavar. That's it. That was the pshat he told him. And pasuk pshat is because kishus is what you plant it for. Nibavar v'dama. Chazes is not what you plant it for. And you plant whatever vegetables that grow this chazes is not what you plant it for. Therefore, it's a shakol nibavar. But Rab Zeira took issue with this pshat. Omar, he said to him, Omar Lei, Adarav. He tells the Talmud, Adarav. Ifchav v'sarav. I would say the opposite. Haima ara komarbi. Chazes grows from the ground. So it should actually be a bright v'dama. V'hai. The hops, mavir komarbi, it grows out of the thorns. It doesn't grow out of the ground. So that should be a shahakal. And the Gemara says, no, v'hilchasa ki nuka. Halacha l'maisa, like the nuka, be'rav, my taima, hai gemar peri, v'al gemar peri. The kishus, that's the gemar peri, that's a finished peri. The chazes is not a gemar peri, it's not even planted for that, it's not a peri. Hai gemar peri. I, my de kamris, hai ma'ar komarbi, you said that it grows from the ground, v'hai, Ma'avir korav, which grows from the ear, lohi, it's not true. Kish is not ma'avir korav, what grows from the ground? What's the raya? The chazin and the katlin, if you knock down the thorns, you cut down the thorns, umaisik shusha, the kshusha will die. So it's coming through the ground, it's going through that, but it's coming through the ground. Now, Taisha just speaks out, we're just finished saying, just to keep the chazbin, we're speaking out that the case of chazes is not called gemar peri, and therefore you make a shahako. We said before, Rav said, Kishus v'chazes, ma'arvim hem v'achalei bar priyadama. So he's a maker bar priyadama. Zok Taisvis, the Gemara answer, talking about the gunaiso, talking about the garden variety chazes. Therefore, it's different. That's different. That's a different thing. That's Gemara peri. That's a different type. That's an edible type of plant. That's what the second Taisvis speaks out. V'hodom revidom rav, Kishus v'chazes v'achalei bar priyadama, kim nevim the gunaiso. That's a portion of the chazbim pshat. You have to speak out. So let's take a with a kofni ois emar, we said something called kofnis, which are bad dates. The tamarim ra'im that Rashi says they're not finished growing. So a bishop called Sarkon. It could be they have two characteristics that they're not good and they're not finished growing. Emar, it said you can't do erev. That's why you can't use it for erev. Why? Because it's not an oichel. When we say you can't use it for erev, it means it's not a shame oichel. Right, the gemara of a kofni ois emar arvin va'atanya. We learned in a brisa, kar nikach bekesav maisa. Kar is something in the Gemara is called kura. It could be it's what we call hearts of palm. I'm not sure if the materials is still like this, but the materials that Rashi explains of kar is something soft that grows the shoot that comes out of the palm tree, and it gets hard after a while. When it comes out, it's soft. If you don't cut it right away, it gets hard. And it could be this is hearts of palm, what we call hearts of palm. But something similar to that, either way. So it's in the Braisa, kar nikach bekesav maisa. You could buy it with kesav maisa. Ve'emet tamet masaychlem. Stamet tamet masaychlem. And the Ritva explains the very posture you said. The reason why you could buy it with kesav maisa is because right now it's royin la'achila and it checks all the boxes. It's pre mepri. It's gduli karka. So it's good. But when it comes to tamas oichlem, the pasuk says mekol oichel asher yo'ochel. It has to be a oichel through and through. Since this thing gets hard after a while, so it's not called a complete, it's not really mamash b'cheftza oichel, and therefore it's not metam and tumas oichel. So again, the Brash says, kar nikach b'kesav maisa, you're allowed to buy hearts of palm b'kesav maisa, ve'im metam and tumas oichel, but it's not metam and tumas oichel. That means there's certain oichel that are mekabel tumah, and it has to be oichel, but it's not an oichel, what happens to mekabel tumah? Like a leaf is not mekabel tumah, it's nothing. But a food is mekabel tumah. The kofriyos that has these bad dates, the kochas b'kesav ma'isa umetam tumas oichlim. It's mamish of food through and through. First we can buy kesav ma'isa, and it's tam tumas oichlim. And Rehuda Eimer, Rabbi Hudaim, let's finish the price. Rabbi Hudaim, he says, he argues a little bit, we'll see. Rabbi Hudaim, kar will sound the exact same thing like Tanakam, which tomorrow we'll ask later what's the chilek. Rabbi Hudaim, kar, which is the heart of Palma, eight sechol dvar, has a din of an eight. El shnikab kesem meister. So it sounds like you're saying it's eight, and therefore it's not an oichel, but it could be kesem meister. It's exactly like Tanakam said. The kofniois, harein kapri lechol dvarayim, it's a peri, el shabaturayis min a meister. But it's part of a meister. Why is it part of a meister? Because it's not finished growing. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be finished growing to be chayv a meister. But what do you see? Lekuli al moida, it's metama tumas eichlim. It's called a pri. Sayt hanakam is Rabbi Yehuda. So it's called eichel. So what can you use for erev? It's mamash eichel. What can you use for erev? So my answer is hasam. That you say it's called eichel. And you would be able to use the Erev Taka, is talking about Ben Eschini, or Ben Eschini, it's a Shalat HaGaris. What it means is a certain type of palm trees, male palm trees, that the only thing they make are Kofnias. They don't make any other type of Tamarim. This is the only dates they make. And this is the Gemar Peri of it. And this is, and they harvest it in Nisan, and it tastes pretty good. And this is it. So therefore, this is it. Therefore, it's called a peri, and Taka uses it for Erev then. Yehachi, then why part of a Maisa then? That's Bnei Kasha, who does this part of a Maisa? Yehachi, why Rabbi Yehuda part of a Maisa? By time went in a bride. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is going on the halachas of Shvius, and someone wanted a Taina, Tana before wanted a Taina, something about Pagi Beisoini, Ligav Shvius. It's Lehuskuru Pagi Beisoini, Elinya Maisa Bavad. We only mentioned Pagi Beisoini, Ligav Maisa. Pagi Beisoini, Vahini the Tvina, Chayav Maisa, that both these things are Chayav and Maisa. Because they're finished peris. So the question is, Rehuda says clearly, Ahini de Tavino, which is Kofniois, Achayev Emaisa. So the kasha is that Haki is say that this Bryce is talking about Benassini, and it says Peturim Emaisa. Here we see Ahini Tavino, which are Kofniois of the Nassini, the Achayev Emaisa. Eloilav Benassini, not the one of the Nassini. Now back to the kasha that says before in Amud Aleph that kofnias can't be used for Erev, and here it says there's Tumas Eichlim, so you see it is called the Eichel. So Gemara says there's a difference. Tumas Eichlim Shani. Since you can sweeten it, they are. So it's saying like this, even though that by Erev it's totally what's right now. Meiser is totally in Gemar Peri, not Gemar Peri. Therefore, these things are not Chayav and Meiser because it's not finished Peri. But regarding Tumas Eichlin, it's totally in, if it could be into Eichel. Erev is totally right now. So right now, these coffees are not edible. They're not so edible. There's a way to make it edible. You put it into fire and you roast it a little bit, it tastes good. So Legabe Tumas Eichlin, we call it Eichel because it could be Matka they are. Legabe Meiser, it's not finished, it's not Chayav Meiser. Legabe Erev, I can't use it for Erev because it wasn't done yet. I did not sweeten it, I did the fire yet. Therefore, it has Tumas Eichlim. But for Erev, it doesn't help. So there's a lot of different klalim here. Erev has to be royal to eat right now, and it has to have Epes Hashem Eichel. The Tumas Eichlim is even a higher level of Eichel, it has to be Eichel through and through. Tumas Eichlim has to also be Shem Eichel, same thing, but it also has to be that it's Eichel through and through. To be by the Kesem Eichel Shem is, as long as Eichel at one point, that's enough. As long as Eichel at one point, that's enough. That's what comes out. As long as Eichel at one point, that's enough. Now, where's Rabbi Yechanan said this lashon of Ha'ov Yechel Mitkan Adayar, Vahechir Itav Rabbi Yechanan? Aha. The Tayyim Lintan Abraisa. Shkeidim Amar. There's two types of almonds. There's bitter almonds and sweet almonds. The tiny shkedim amarim, bitter almonds, ketanim chayavim. When they're small, then they're chayiv in meiser. Why? Because when they're small, they're still sweet. They didn't get bitter yet. So the shame peri of this type of shkedim is when it's small. When you plant these type of almonds, bitter almonds, when it's small, that's what you plant it for. Why? Because that's the only time you can eat them. Because when they're small, they can be eaten. Shkedim amarim katanim chayavim. Gedoilim, big ones are potter. Big ones are potter. Because then the ones that get so big, they get so sharp, they can't be eaten. Mesukin, sweet ones. Gedoilim chayavim. Katanim turim, the katanim potter, because they're not nigmaru yet. Rav Shim, Rav Yesi, Eimer, Mishim Aviv, Zev v'zeh leptur. Zev v'zeh leptur. Ba'amri law, zev v'zeh lechiyav. This is not going back on the second thing, it's going back on the first thing, amarim. So one man the Yomah says the marim are the bitter ones. So one man the Yomah says they're both chayiv, and one man the Yomah says they're both potter. That's the machlekes over here. Am Rav Eloi, hoy Rav Chinyan v'tzipari, k'dib Rav Eloi zev zel potur. And Eloi was paskin, Rav Chinyan paskin tzipari, that zev zel potur. So we hear zev zel potur, we can hear that it's not called the oichel, and the ketanim is lav gma peri. So we see why it's potur. We can hear zel potur, we hear. Because when it gets big, it's too bitter, it's not oichel. When it's small, it's not finished. So zev zel potur, we hear. What's behind the other man, the Yama? Okay, when it's small, it's right to eat. Good, okay, we understand. And you plant it for that. But what's pshat when it gets bigger? Is it chayiv? Because you can sweeten our dayar. This way, Rabbi Yechonon once said that since you can sweeten our dayar, it can be chayiv in maaser. It can be chayiv in maaser. Therefore, that's we have this idea of royal mitkan adayar. And we said that also, legabe tumas oichlam, that would also work. Mitkan adayar would also work, legabe that also. So the Gemara Vayta. Omamar, we had regarding Kuro, we'll call it hearts of palm, that's what we're calling it. We had a machloikah. We didn't have a machloikah. It sounded like Rehuda and Tanakama said the exact same thing. Tanakama said kar nikach kesem ma'aser, because we said it's edible and it checks all the boxes, peri peri gulu karka, but it says ema tam tamas oichlim, because since it gets hard, it loses shame oichel, even when it's smaller. But since it's going to get hard, it loses tumas shame oichel. And then Rabbi Huda says basically the same thing. It says kur harei eats the chodvar, it's a piece of wood, else nigav kesef ma'aser. So what's the difference between Rehuda and the Tanakama? Omar ma'a Rehuda ima kur harei eats the chodvar, else nigav kesef ma'aser. So hainu Tanakama, it's exactly the Tanakama. They're both saying that it's an eights, and still you can buy a kesef ma'aser. You know what nafkamina will be? If you soak it, sholku means you cook it very much. V'tignu means you fry it in oil. So if Rabbi Yehuda, it still won't be matama to mezaychan. Why? He said it was an eight. But Tanakama maybe will be matama. He never said it's an eight. That's Gemara's tiny. Maskel Rava, Miklam on the Yama, Shulka Vatignu Loi. Is anyone there holds that Shulka Vatignu is not matama to mezaychan? Vatanya Brisa says, or which is hard, Vashulya, and a sack from the mother's stomach, from a behemoth's stomach, ain't metama to mezoichlim. It's not metama to mezoichlim. But this is the way it could be metama. Or shesholku, if you cooked the skin a lot, or shilya, even without cooking it, shechishv lov, if you thought about it, I want to eat that, metama to mezoichlim. So he can't say that's nafkamina, because everyone agrees, if you take a food item, even though right now it's no shame food, but you cook it a lot, it could get a shame of a food. It could be called a food. And therefore it's shver to say that is the nafkamina. If we have a brisa, it sounds like a kuliyama, ha'ar, even ar, which is less food than a kura, if that could be cooked and be called food, so of course kura like that. Elamarava, ikamanau, bracha. Nafkamina is the bracha. The itmar, what's the bracha on kura? The itmar. Kura, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Barir Pri Adama. Rabbi Yehuda says the bracha is Barir Pri Adama. Shmuel Aimer Shakan Ivar. Shmuel says Shakan Ivar. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Barir Pri Adama. Ochlu, it's oichel and it comes from a tree. What's the problem? The reason why it's not our eights is because not the ikar peri of that tree. The ikar peri of a palm tree are dates. So therefore, it goes down a step. It's Barir Pri Adama, but it's mice. It's our food. But Shmuel Aimer Shakan Ivar. Kima Chesoyfel Hakshoy. Since it's going to get hard eventually. You don't make a bracha by a priyadama. Amalei Shmuel l'Rav Yehuda shina kavasech mestabra. Shmuel wanted a taina to Rav Yehuda that you must be right. That you say by a priyadama, you're right. The hot snoin radishes shayfel hakshoyes. It gets eventually very hard. They can't even eat it. Mavarchal by a priyadama. We still when we eat it, we eat it a little softer and make a by a priyadama. So he says, must be like you. You must be right. The Mors of Lohi, it's not true. Snoin, not the inish daita the pugla. By snoin, we planted a daita the pugla. They plant snoin, a daita for that stage when it's still soft. Dikla, no one plants a palm tree, not the inish daita the kura. No one plants the palm tree, a daita the kura. And the Gemara Brachas, the Rashi Brachas says, I think the reason is because if you cut this off, the Rashi says it here also, if you cut this off, it will ruin the tree. And therefore, the Rashi says in Brachas that if you cut this off, it'll ruin the tree. Therefore, no one plants a tree for its shoots, and therefore it's a biyash ha'akal, and therefore it's not daima to tznoin. V'afagav the kalas yishmul Rabbi Yehuda hilchasik avas yishmul. Ma'aseh pasuk like Shmuel that a bracha is a shahakal. That's what it says. Hilchos Kavasa the Shmuel, that Shmuel says the bracha is Eish HaHakam. And like, our hearts of palm, go ask your local rabbi, it's a big shalak where these days they plant palm trees just for that, and therefore it's different. Maybe eights. I think someone says it's eights even. But that's have to go into the sugya because that's made something. I think they have special palm trees just for palm, hearts of palm. But that's a whole different shalak. It could be three different brachas in the Gemara. You have to look if the brachas books to see what Dula Maisa. So the Gemara. A lot of times it's a toffle anyway. When you people put them to the salad, people don't need a plane. Okay, talk to the Gemara Vayta. Gufa Rabbi Yudam Rab. Kishus v'chazes ma'arvim behem u'varchim v'er p'yadam. We have before a memra from Rabbi Yudam Rab that says the haps and chazes, this hay that grows with the vegetables, the lachas, you can make air with it, and you can make a b'er p'yadam. Kishus b'kama, how much kishus is enough for air? Now the lach is, let's say we're talking about air of tchumim, that you have to have a shear of two sudas, like Rashi says. The thing is that when it comes to a side dish, you don't need two sudas of that side dish. Like you were saying the other day about black pepper, you don't need two sudas worth of black pepper. Two sudas is eight bayim, which is an incredible amount. You don't need that much for each person to make an erev tchumim, because you just need how much you would eat, how much pepper you need for eight bayim of food. So kishus also is a little bit of a side dish. How much kishus is enough for two sudas? So Gemara says, in the Gemara's language called lifton. Lifton means things you eat together with, enhances the bread meal. So how much is it? How much do you need? A handful. Here also it means a handful. Chazes bekama. How much chazes? We're calling it a straw. Hey, how much do you need that? Like a bundle, like the farmer's bundle. There was a certain amount of bundle that they used to bundle up stalks of grass. A farmer's bundle. Whatever that it was, the normal farmer's bundle, that's enough. Omrav chigbar tov, you're ma'arvim bekalya. You can ma'arv with kalya. Kalya is pasha the grass, it's grass. You could use grass for, it doesn't taste too good, grass. It's like hard like a wood, like Rashi says. You can't use grass for arv. Ella beyarka the kalya bekama, which means when it's still soft, how much do you need for that for arv? Like a handful. Rav Yirmiya Nafala Kiyasa. Rav Yirmiya went out to his fields, check out his fields in the outskirts in the suburbs. He had fields there. He went to check out his business there. Bowman, they asked him, Maula Arav Payom Lachim, could you be Ma'arav with raw beans that are still wet, they're still soft? Because if they'll be hard, it's pasha, you can't be Ma'arav them until you cook them. But here they were still young and soft. Could you do air of that? They didn't have an answer. You could do it. How much? Like a handful. We'll stop here.